Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Robert De Niro's movie, The Score, did it open this past weekend, Mike, to number two? It didn't come in number one. It came in number two to Legally Blonde. Legally Blonde with Reese Witherspoon, I hear, is very funny. Very good movie. With me is Dave Oliva. Dave is a law, criminal justice student at L.A. Mission College. He's a huge Robert De Niro fan. And you wanted to address De Niro's movie, The Score, which stars De Niro, Ed Norton, and Marlon Brando. Why it opened at number two?
Oh, you saw, I mean, that to me, that's like...
You're a big De Niro fan, huh?
Oh, I'm a very big De Niro. I love everything that he's done. I've watched every movie that he's done. I've seen, you know, Taxi Driver, Raging Bull.
Big fan, though.
Yes, sir, I'm a very big fan.
So you're bemused that his movie, The Score, came in second at the box office to Legally Blonde.
Well, I mean, I think that you're dealing with a guy you don't want to... I mean, look at who people are messing with here. Robert De Niro, I think, is going to be definitely upset about this because I think he's let a lot of stuff slide lately, and now I don't think he's going to let this slide.
Well, what has he let slide lately? I mean...
Well, a lot of his movies have not made that much money, you know, like Ronin.
Well, some of those movies are not very good.
Well, I mean, he's Robert De Niro, though, you know, and I think what people need to understand about Robert De Niro is he's not no pussy movie star, you know.
Okay, well, let's say something other than that word, all right? Something other than the P word, all right?
No, I mean, I was just saying that I think...
No, I know. You say that he's a tough guy.
Well, I mean, he's not, like, phony tough, you know. Mr. De Niro is obviously nobody to mess with. And with all these movies, and I'm saying his movie opens at number two instead of number one, he's going to be pissed. And I think this is the straw that will break the back.
You know, he's not exactly been hitting the ball out of the park. And I mentioned Ronin, Flawless, 15 Minutes. These are movies that have an almost unprecedented stench about them.
Man, that's a cold shot. I'd be careful.
Careful of what? He's a movie actor. I mean, he has to go with the vagaries of the box office.
Yeah, but if you think about it, I mean, just think about it. He plays like a lot of very, very psychotic people. Did you see Cape Fear, man?
I saw Cape Fear, yeah.
He kicked ass like on seven guys in that movie. In Deer Hunter, he kicks ass on, I think, about four guys. In Deer Hunter, in Taxi Driver, he kicked ass on three or four guys. In Godfather, he kicks ass on like two or three guys. Like, he blew that fat old Italian dude in the white suit. He blew him away, man. Also, if you see Heat, he kicks ass on six guys in another movie.
Okay, we understand he kicks ass on a lot of different guys in a lot of movies.
Yeah, but when the time came for him, in Heat, he did not hesitate for a moment. I think Heat, more than any other movie, shows you Robert De Niro, you can't mess with him. Because in Heat, he did not hesitate when the time came for him to take down that bank. I mean, like, I want to be LAPD, don't get me wrong, but I just think De Niro's powerful, man.
And dude, those are characters that he plays, all right? And
yeah, but hold on, because I knew you was going to say that, all right? I knew you were going to say that they are characters. And
I mean, you don't seriously believe he's as tough as the people that he plays.
No, but I knew you were going to say that. And let me tell you something, because I know a couple of people who are like and have done acting and stuff. You cannot play those parts in the movies unless there's a part of you like that in you, inside of you like that.
So whatever. Let's say De Niro's the biggest badass the world has ever seen, and let's say he's pissed because his movie opened at number two in the box office this week. What's he going to do about it? What is he going to do about it? So his movie's number two.
Well, I mean, that's the whole thing. If you push this guy, I think he's probably been very patient up to now, but if you push this guy... I mean,
what's he going to do?
I mean, it's possible he might take it out on the viewing audience. I mean, a character's only as good as the man behind it. And so,
what's he going to do? What's he going to do? Personally kick the ass of everybody that didn't go see his movie?
Well, obviously not, but what he can do is that everybody knows that movie stars have a lot of influence in the politics right now. If Mr. De Niro wanted to, he could speak out like against George Bush or whoever, and make things tough for him, because De Niro would say, don't support stuff that Bush does. And
oh, yeah, movie stars, man, have a lot of influence. Barbara Streisand says she wasn't going to vote for Bush, and he still got elected.
That's only because she's a bitch, and also because he had those pregnant chads, okay? And
I'm just saying, you really think he has that kind of influence? If you really think he has this kind of influence, why do you believe this? Why do you...
Mr. Henry, as you know, and as I've said, I want to be LAPD. Okay,
I got that, man. You want to be LAPD.
Okay, which is, in my opinion, the greatest police department in the world. In order to be a police officer, you have to be a great student of people. And I've observed Mr. De Niro. I can tell this guy Man, you don't want to mess with him. I mean, how come you think it's that the press don't interview him? Why do you think it's because the press don't interview him?
You asking me?
Yes, sir.
Because he doesn't give out press interviews.
No, because they're crapping in their pants to think about to sit down with him.
And oh, yeah, that's it. The press doesn't interview De Niro because they're scared. They're scared that when they sit down with him, he's going to beat them up.
He could do it. He could do it. Like you, I mean, he could do it.
What? Yeah, that's going to make a lot of sense. Hi, I'm Robert De Niro. Oh, nice to meet you. Pow, he socks the guy from People magazine. Just beats the crap out of him and then throws him out of his hotel room.
He could do it.
But it doesn't make any sense, man. Okay?
I'm saying Robert De Niro's movie is number two. And if he gets pissed enough, he can influence politics because of the movie, because he's a movie star, okay?
And he has well, let me give it our phone number here. 1-800-449-8686.
He's got, like, press agents.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. So, David, you're saying that...
I'm telling you right now, man, I know these Italians. This guy should be watched very carefully by, like, his manager or, like, his personal doctor, because he's ready to bust some heads, man. If you don't make Robert De Niro's movie number one, he will bust heads. And, I mean, he will start swinging, and he won't care who he hits, man, or who's got to go down. Because Robert De Niro is the baddest ass in the movies. Okay, that's number one. And number two, if his movie is like number two, he is going to start swinging, man. And if you get in the way...
So you're asking everybody to put Legally Blonde, AI, Shrek, and Pootie Tang on hold and go see Score.
I'm saying for your own good, don't piss off Robert De Niro. Okay?
For my own good, go see... You know, I was going to go see it. I'm going to go see Score anyway. Okay, is it any good? Is it any good? Is Score any good?
I'm not yet currently have seen it, but I'm going to go see it as soon as I see Tomb Raider. Well, Angelina Jolie's cans, man. Unbelievable, you know.
But all right, so you want everybody to go see Score and then make Robert De Niro happy, make it number one.
Well, I mean, if you want to dismiss what I'm saying, Mr. Hendry...
It's all I can do to dismiss what you're saying, sir, because you're saying to me that Robert De Niro is such a tough guy, he's going to kick ass if his movie isn't number one. He's going to go and use his influence as a movie star, and he's going to speak out against George Bush, and he's going to mess up all the politics in this country because his movie ain't number one.
I'm saying he's that kind. He's psycho, man. Did you ever see Cape Fear, man? Did you ever see Cape Fear, man?
Cape Fear was a movie he was doing. He was playing the part of a nut job, okay?
Yeah, but you got to have some little bit of the psycho case in you in order for you to play Cape Fear, man. Why don't you get it? Think about it, man.
And I'm thinking about it. He's an actor. He immersed himself in the role of a psycho, and he played it in Cape Fear.
This guy is ready to snap. And if Robert De Niro, man, comes into your movie theater this weekend... It goes like, you know, he's going to start to he's bust heads, man.
And I don't know anything about Robert De Niro. Maybe he is a hard ass. I don't know anything about the guy. I do know this. This guy can't be anything other than a business person as well as a movie actor. And if he sees his movies going to number two or even tanking, he's got to just take it. You got to go see Score. He's going to bust heads. 1-800-449-8686. One thing he says there, that De Niro, as a movie actor, has a lot of influence in politics, and he will go and mess up President Bush. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, Dave, you've inspired quite a flurry of phone calls from our listeners, at least. Your comments about Robert De Niro's movie, The Score, not opening at number one, but only opening at number two, and you feel that that's going to piss him off to the point where he's going to want to go out and not hurt people, but influence politics? I'm not sure.
Well, I'm just saying, like, Robert De Niro, man, he's the greatest actor, you know, like, that I've ever seen, and he's, look at everything he plays, and, you know, like a Taxi Driver.
I know all of his roles. He plays a tough guy.
Yeah, so if you piss him off, man, I don't want to be the one to piss him off, and you don't know, he might hurt some people, too.
Again, I don't know what you're talking about. He's going to go and start beating up theater managers because they're not showing his movie enough?
No, but as a movie actor, he can say, yeah, George Bush sucks. George Bush sucks, man. Then what do you think is going to happen? People will do what he says because he is the movie actor.
And you want to be a cop?
Yeah, I want to be LAPD.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here's Pete on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. This guy's an idiot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you're an idiot.
Yeah, I'm an idiot, huh? At least I know what I'm talking about.
Nah, you don't know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, dude. Do you know what you're talking about? Do you know Robert De Niro?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
If you are so affected in your politics by what some actor does...
You voted for Ronald Reagan, man. You voted for Ronald Reagan, man. He was an actor. Yeah, you got nothing to say.
Well,
to
actually, as a matter of fact, I didn't vote for Ronald Reagan.
Yeah,
I voted for Jimmy Carter.
You voted for him in '84, didn't you? Come on. Yeah, you did, didn't you, man? And he was a movie actor, and you were influenced by what he had to say. So the same
I'd never heard of Robert De Niro before.
Oh, you never have seen Godfather? Yeah, right. You never had not seen, like, Goodfellas. That's the best.
Nope, I ain't never seen the movie.
Wait, maybe you ought to go see some, like, movies, that, you know, like, instead of, like, Puffin Stuff or, you know, Hook.
Well, what's the point of this?
The point I'm saying, Mr. Henry, is Robert De Niro, if you don't make his movie number one, he's going to get pissed. That's all I'm saying. Then he'll affect the politics of the people what are out there.
Well, I'm sorry. If you believe that people are going to be so affected by what some movie actor says...
What are you talking about, man? Ronald Reagan got elected president. Ain't you hearing nothing that I'm saying? That guy's a movie actor, man. They, like, made him president for 8 years.
So George Bush was the head of an oil company. He owns a damn baseball team. Big deal.
You just said nobody listened to an actor. I just proved you wrong. Next. Next call.
All right, Pete. Thanks.
Okay.
You lose, Pete.
All right. Here is John on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
How you doing? This guy's you're all wrong, man. He's a professional actor.
Yeah, I've done some acting. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, you haven't done any acting because you know that actors.
Oh, you talking about Robert De Niro? Or are you talking about me? Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Robert De Niro.
Oh yeah.
He's played a variety of roles throughout his career.
Yeah.
Actor likes to be pigeonholed. And you know what?
Hey, check it out, man. Did you ever see him in Goodfellas, man? He kicked ass.
Yeah, I seen him.
He kicked ass.
That's acting.
Like nine.
That's a job. He's not
going
to go out. He's not a real life gangster. He's not a real life thug. He's not a real life criminal. You know that.
Don't you think he'll go out? Like if his movie's not number one, he could go out, kick ass on every theater manager in this country, man.
Of course he could, but he's not going to do that because he's a professional. He's a thespian. He's a multimillionaire. He's a professional. Your line of reasoning is crazy.
No, man.
Are you on drugs?
That's an insult to me. I'm not on drugs, man.
Are you on drugs, man?
You must be on drugs, man, for not understanding Robert De Niro, man. He's part Italian, okay?
You don't understand. Get off the crack.
Did you see Deer Hunter?
Yeah, I seen it.
He kicked ass on Viet Cong and everything, man.
He did, but that wasn't real.
I know it wasn't real, man.
People protectors, producers, and directors. That's what they do to make revenue.
Look at
entertainment business.
In Deer Hunter, Dave.
Hey, you want to be a cop?
No, hey, man, listen.
Wait a minute. In Deer Hunter, he's sitting there, and there's actors who play the Viet Cong.
Yeah.
They got fake guns.
Yeah, but the producer and director basically says, okay, man, you guys are on your own, man. I'm just going to roll the camera, see what happens. Like
no
Christopher,
way.
Hey, man.
No, they don't do that.
Hey, man. Christopher Walken got shot in that movie.
They put their heart into it.
He goes, hey, check it out, man. If you get slapped. Hey, let me ask you something, man. You saw Deer Hunter, right?
Yeah.
When that VC slapped De Niro in the face and he goes, you're going to die. Are you saying he didn't slap him in the face?
No.
Yeah, man. Yeah, see?
Hey, you know what? But you know what? That camera angles. Camera angles make it look like who's really hit.
Yeah, they can do all kinds of stuff. Exactly.
He didn't really hit him. Oh, come on.
He pulls out an 8-point buck knife in that movie. Tell me that's not badass, man.
You need to see a psychiatrist, sir.
Robert De Niro, man. The score, man, better be number one, man, or Robert De Niro's going to kick somebody's ass.
He's not going to do that.
I'd like to know.
First of all,
I cannot believe.
Dude,
are you crazy?
Check it out, man. No, I'm not crazy, man. Check this out. He's in the movie with Edward Norton, man, which is a good actor, and also Marlon Brando, which is also a good actor, okay? But they talked Robert De Niro to be into this movie because Edward Norton and Marlon Brando's in it, okay? Now, if this movie don't go to number one, he's going to kick Marlon Brando's ass and go, why did you make me be in this movie, man?
How old are you?
I'm 19.
That explains it. You're a kid.
Well, what's that got to do with it, man? Young people spend a lot of money in the movie theater. Okay,
that's right. And you know what? This is the real world.
Just like my dad,
you're living in a fantasy world.
You sound like my old man. He always says that you're too young. You don't know.
Well, what do you mean that Robert De Niro and Marlon Brando are co-professionals, and he's going to look and say, "Hey, look, the movie's number two." And what's he going to do? Drive to Brando's house?
Yeah, drive over to his house and kick his ass.
No, he's not. He doesn't do that, man. He's a professional. He goes out. He goes out to clubs. He reads books. He's an intellectual, man. He's a genius.
He never gives no interview, man, so how do you know?
Look it, dude. He's not driving over to and then after he kicks Marlon Brando's ass.
The guy's crazy.
I want to be LAPD more than anything in my life.
No, you do not need to be because you know what? You're going to act out this stuff in real life, and you're going to get people in trouble. You're going to break.
No, sir. No, sir, at all.
Yes, you will. I see it coming. And you know what? You're going to be another Mark Thurman. I promise you.
Dude, I'm not no racist pig, man. I believe in people, man. What are you talking about?
If you believe in people, then how can you're contradicting yourself? If you believe in people, how can you say that Robert De Niro is going to hurt people when he's a good actor? He does a good job.
He's a great actor, man.
He's not going to go out and hurt people.
Dude, he's my favorite actor of all time. I'm just saying, if you look at that dude, man, especially in the movie, if you saw Taxi Driver, you know, man, he's like crazy. And if you piss him off, he'll go over to Edward Norton's house, kick his ass. He'll kick. I don't know who directed the movie.
The score?
Yeah.
Frank Oz.
He'll kick his ass, too.
No way, man. He helped him. They worked together in the they had a good work relationship. What are you talking about?
That's not what I heard, man.
I heard Marlon Brando had a hard time with Frank Oz. I didn't hear that Robert De Niro actually was an intermediary.
What?
Exactly.
An intermediary between Brando and Oz so they could get this movie going because I guess Brando got his feelings hurt or something.
Thank you, Try to help him.
Well, he would probably kick Angela Bassett's ass, and she's a woman, okay? Only a badass would kick the ass of a woman, man, and you know that.
All right. Look, at John, thank you for your call.
I don't understand what's so funny.
It's just the idea that De Niro would look at his own box office, drive to Brando's house, kick his ass, drive to Edward Norton's house, kick his ass, go over to Frank Oz's house, kick his ass, and then what's he going to do?
I'm just saying, Mr.
No, after he kicks all three of their asses, what does he do?
I guess he'd go home, man, and take a shower or something. I mean, I don't know what you're asking me.
You're saying some stuff that's flaky. William, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I got a comment to say about your caller that's on the phone. Okay.
Go ahead.
Comment is Robert De Niro gets paid for making movies.
No kidding.
Okay. He gets paid big time. But because if nobody sits there and goes and watches the movie, what difference is it going to make?
If he doesn't make no movies, man, he's not as bankable. Nobody's going to want to hire him for another movie. You got to make money with your movies. That's why they say that a movie star is bankable, man. And he's going to look at his box office and go, that fat creep Marlon Brando, I'm going to go kick his fat ass.
Okay, don't get me wrong. Robert De Niro is a good actor.
Yeah, man, he's
but
great.
But we all have a choice as to what we want to watch. You can't sit there and say Robert De Niro is going to go kicking around everybody's ass.
But you can't
say that. That's going to make him look like a bad person.
Well, dude, he's not a bad person, but wouldn't you be pissed if people didn't go out to see your movie? Wouldn't you want to go kick ass on people that didn't see your movie?
Okay.
What are you going to do? Hey, I'm Robert De Niro. You're not seeing my movie? No. Well, take this. Pow.
Exactly. That's like saying Sharon Stone. Sharon Stone has played a lot of whores in a lot of movies.
Right.
That doesn't make her a whore personally. That would be the same example.
Well, I mean, if you believe that, man, then...
Okay, we're not going to be slandering people.
Sharon Stone, man, take the chrome off a trailer hitch and...
Okay, thank you. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, you can do as many. Robert De Niro, I mean, he's a great actor, but he's done crap movies. Sure he has. Everybody. It's like we always say around here, whenever we're feeling bad about the work we do on the radio, I always remind the guys, I say, look, you know, it takes years to write a script, years to cast a movie, years to hire the director, and years to fire the director and hire another director. It's like 2 years getting a movie written, and then, you know, and I don't even know, but I mean, some movies are like 10 years in the making. And then they come out, and the stench that wafts from the theater as they're being shown is record-breaking. They bring just water, tears to your eyes. That's how much the stench is, the acrid smell alone. Now, how does that happen? How do you plan 10 years for a movie, and then you come out with a pile like, I don't know, what's a pile of a movie that you've seen lately? Yeah, AI, thank you. There's a, oh, man. Hoo boy. That's what happens. So how can you say, you know, it's just, it's a very difficult thing. A creative process is a really difficult thing, and nobody should really point the fingers at anybody and say, well, you suck, or you suck, or your show blows, or this one. You know, look at our, now, of course, our show, day in and day out, week in and week out, creating and crafting this radio theater that nobody has ever done before in the history of this medium. Yes, okay, we're able to do it. But other than us, what I really want to do is I want to get a blow, one of those big bullhorns and go up to Modesto like John and Ken did and just like call women whores. Just scream at them and call them whores. I think that's funny. That's quality, class, very hysterical, real cutting edge satire, don't you think? Stand on a street corner with a horn like John did and call some chick, you know, a whore and ha 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 ha. Wow! Haven't lost your edge, baby. I'm screwing around. Come on. You know that I think you're class material. So anyway, by the way, our writer quit because the show was getting too good. She couldn't stand it any longer. So anyway, here's Robert De Niro and the films that he has done. I'm just going to go down these in a cursory view of these movies. 15 minutes. I heard it sucked. I don't know. Who was in that with him? And a lot of Edward Norton. Edward Norton was in 15 minutes? Now he's back to the, he's gone back to the well with The Score. No, it wasn't Edward Norton, Edward Burns, you fruit. And City by the Sea, I don't know this movie, this isn't out yet. Meet the Parents, great, great movie. Ben Stiller, comedy, hysterical. De Niro's comedies are very funny. King of Comedy was really good. Analyze This was very funny. So, you know this guy can play funny. Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle. I wanted to say, this was brilliant. It was just, no, I didn't see it. Just when you think that you got Robert De Niro pegged and he comes out with executive produced and stars in Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle, like you missed the boat on that by about 20 years, I think. Then there's ain't nobody talking about Rocky and Bullwinkle. Maybe maybe a resurgence of Rocky and Bullwinkle, but even I didn't dig Rocky and Bullwinkle. I liked The Professor and Sherman. I liked was Sherman the dog? Who was the professor? Sherman was the dog and the kid was the idiot. Yeah, that's it. Sherman was the dog. What was the dog? I don't know. But anyway, the dog was smart. The kid was stupid, and he took him in the Wayback Machine. That was the machine that took them back in time, the Wayback Machine, which was totally bitchin'. Then there was Dudley Do-Right, which was also funny in its own way. And then they had Fractured Flickers and all kinds of crap. It was cool. Then they had to go and make a movie out of it, and well, you know. Then he did that Flawless. Do you see him with Philip Seymour Hoffman? Philip Seymour Hoffman plays a drag queen. De Niro plays a cop who has a stroke. And he's talking on the side. I thought it was very good, but nobody went and saw that. Analyze This, really funny. Lenny Bruce, Swear to Tell the Truth. I'm still looking for that. It's a documentary on Lenny Bruce's life where he played the narrator. Ronan. Oh, that was great. Anyway, I didn't see it. Great Expectations. Jackie Brown, which I heard. I think I heard that blue. Oh, it was good? Okay. Wag the Dog. Bitchin' movie. Great movie. Wag the Dog was solid. Top to bottom. Copland. Really fun movie, Copland, with Sylvester Stallone as the fat sheriff and Harvey Keitel. It was a fun movie to watch. Yeah, it had some cornball in it, but what do you know? And on and on. Then a whole bunch of stuff like Marvin's Room and Sleeper, The Fan. I wanted to mention this movie, The Fan. And this is coming from a fan of Robert De Niro's. I don't walk out of movies that much, but when I do, they really reek. And this one I walked out of right after, I think, he knifed Benicio Del Toro in the shower at Giants, in the shower of the San Francisco Giants locker room. I'm done. I got up and split. Just like AI, we were that close to walking out of that. If we hadn't been with the kids, we would have walked out of AI. He was Father Bobby in Sleepers, which I didn't see. And Bronx Tale was really good. Cape Fear sucked. I know you all think it was good. It sucked. It was the most ham-fisted, heavy-handed bunch of crap. Go see the one with Robert Mitchum. That's the good one. Cape Fear with Nick Nolte and Robert De Niro blew ape after ape. Then there's Backdraft, which Mike liked. Goodfellas, great. Midnight Run, he's done a few. But this new one, The Score, everybody wants to go see it, including my wife. My wife wants to go see a movie with a lot of violence and cops and crap. Then we got to go see that flick. And we won't have the kids. The kids will be out of town. Which, by the way, we've got a 15-year-old in our house who still listens to Kiss. What's up with that? You know, I mean, seriously, he's like got his clock radio set. Nothing against you, Rick. You're a great guy. Great show. But I'm talking about the music, okay? He's down with this crap, you know, this Lifehouse stuff. I'm trying to get him like a little wean maybe over to K-Rock or something where, you know, something a little more adult. Yes, K-Rock is a little bit more adult than Kiss, which ain't saying much for Kiss. But he'll have none of it. In fact, I brought home the Radiohead CD that my main man, Mr. Taylor, gave me, Amnesiac, which you had months before the thing was released. So I had Amnesiac, and he never heard of it. Now, how is it that his stepdad knows who Radiohead is and he don't? Something wrong. I'm not saying they're any good. In fact, they scare me when I put their music on. They give me the creeps, and I want to leap screaming for either that or drink a cup of psilocybin tea. I don't know which. But he don't know from Radiohead. And most of you guys don't either, so I don't even start with me, okay? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
Anybody who wants to go and eat a guy's brain out after watching Hannibal needs to be in a goddamn institutional...
Hey, you seen that place. Movie and you didn't wonder...
Yeah, if you know what? I have more sense on my shoulders not to go...
If you see,
and think about killing somebody just to see what their brain tastes like.
What if you
and for wrestling with little kids and everything else, you need to be in an institution because anybody who is thinking about killing a four-year-old just by wrestling with them, that is wrong.
I learned a pile driver move on SmackDown.
Well, yeah, but you're afraid you're going to use it on your nephew.
Because I'm a teenager.
Okay, you know what? Wait a minute. I'm only 24, okay? I am a single parent. I have a four-year-old. Granted, my daughter does wrestle around, but she does not do half the stuff that you guys, you are even thinking about doing. And any sensible kid would not do it to their cousins, nieces, nephews, or whatever.
Oh, you're telling me a four-year-old knows how to do an elbow drop or a pile drive? I don't.
No, because you know what? I teach my daughter common sense, unlike some people like you.
Let's get
that needs to be in a mental institution to keep your brain settled.
I want to have my parental control so that I don't huff right guard. Is that wrong?
You know what? Parent control is where somebody sits there and teaches their kids from right from wrong,
and yes.
Wrestling is not, you know...
It's not about wrestling. It's about taking a life. It's about respecting a life. It's about not injuring a child.
I understand that, Mr. Hendry, but this lady won't at least give me the common decency to admit that human brain, when stir-fried with olive oil and garlic, might be tasty.
What are you talking about?
No.
Yeah.
Anybody who wants to go
and
taste a brain is sick and morbid. I am sorry.
Wait, I saw a backyard wrestling video, and I'm afraid I might light my nephew on fire and smash him into a table.
Why? Because you saw one of those stupid backyard wrestling matches?
Yeah.
Well, then maybe we ought to get the police to your house.
Maybe my mom ought to tell me I can't do it. You tell
your... You know what? How old are you?
16.
16 years old. Okay,
yeah.
And you're thinking this way at a 16-year-old? What kind of parents is raising you?
Well, that's what I'm worried about.
If your parents are not physically involved in your situation and you're this disturbed, I feel sorry for your parents.
Did you see Jackass when that guy took a knee to the nuts?
Yeah, I did. And you know what? Common sense. If you were my kid, I would beat the... excuse my language.
That's okay. That, we understand, Holly. Thank you. All right. Yeah, it's obvious you don't go around kneeing guys in the nuts.
Well, he did on Jackass.
Because the name of the show is Jackass. The name of the show is a disclaimer. That's the whole disclaimer. Say, why don't you disclaim it? The show's a disclaimer. Holly, thank you very much. You're a mother, huh?
Yes, I am.
Well, see, you're not a teen.
All right.
You know what? I had my daughter when I was a teenager, so you know what?
Right.
I do know what it's like to be a teenager. I've been there. I've done things that I never should have done and everything else, but I paid the consequences for it, and I'm going out there thinking about eating guys' brains.
You haven't thought about eating a guy's
brain?
No.
Brain.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's RC is just, he's phenomenal. He's wonderful. He's part of our show. He's part of the marvelous tableau, if you will, of characters that are the Phil Hendry Show. You know, this show, where do I start? Well, it's a show that basically we write every day, Mike and I. We drink a bottle of malt liquor and go into the office and just throw crap at each other and come up with this garbage. Now, actually, this is a show, in case you didn't know, is performed by me. All of the characters, the guests are performed by me. And do I say that because I want the laudits of my Confederates? Maybe. But more to the point, I say it because I want you to know exactly how good our radio show is. And, you know, we'll just keep scratching away. We'll keep clawing away. We will keep just grinding away. Grinding away to change the face of talk radio from the usual pedestrian, business as usual, let's beat to death the flavor of the week topic to a more... entertainment-driven, a more theater-driven thing. We'll try. I'm not saying we'll be successful, because God knows it's a lot more fun to stand on a street corner with a bullhorn. Okay, I'm just kidding. I don't know. We had a spring rating book come out. Nobody's telling me anything. Did we do any good? Did we suck? I don't know. Who knows? Who cares? I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. I don't care anymore about ratings. Do you hear that? I'd like to make this an official announcement. I don't care. We're just going to go along doing what we're doing. We'll always have this gig in one form or another. But it's an uphill battle, man. Because the talk radio out there is so bad, so insufferably crappy, so full of pretenders and people who are copying each other's style, and people who are too afraid to break out and do something new, people too afraid to bust out, you know, step outside of the box, try a little something different, try a little tenderness. Ooh, she may be weary. Young girls, they do get weary wearing that same old sloppy little dress. So try a little tenderness, Sean Hannity. Try a little tenderness. Rush Limbaugh, try a little tenderness. Dr. Laura, try a little tenderness. John and Ken, try a little tenderness. You know, try it, man. You'll like it. Try a little something different. Stretch it. Go a half hour without taking a phone call. Bore people to death if you have to. You're probably already doing it anyway. Let's do something different with this format. Same old, same old. And now we got Chandra Levy. Oh, thank God. Has that saved the lives and the bread and the butter of so many people? Now we got Chandra Levy. Now we can pound that into the dirt, into the dust. Now we can demonize somebody else. Now we can slander and libel someone else. Now we can say somebody who did it who didn't. Now we can get a rallying point. Now we can get people to, call their congressman. Vote him out of office. Vote him a raise. Don't vote him a raise. We can get people rallying around the flag. Now we can get people all worked up over an issue that they wouldn't ordinarily be getting worked up over if they had any semblance, any sliver of a life. Because we have Chandra Levy. This poor girl, wherever she is, whatever she's doing, I hope it's more fun than what I'm doing right now. I don't know, man. She could be dead. She could be alive. Maybe he did it. Maybe he didn't do it. But as long as we got people pulling their things over this, I will stand against it man, as long as God is my witness, okay? By the way, listen to tomorrow's show. We will be doing extensive Chandra Levy bits. Okay. It's going to be a lot of fun. I've told Mike today as we were leaving the office, how come we don't have any Chandra Levy bits? You know, tomorrow. Well, we had the Art Bell thing today, which is always fun. By the way, I didn't mention a couple of Robert De Niro movies that bear mentioning because they're so brilliant. Heat, which is just absolutely one of the greatest action movies ever. Here are my favorite action movies. Fugitive, Heat, and Under Siege. Those are my three favorite action movies, contemporary action movies. You know, good acting, good, you know, yeah, it's far-fetched bullcrap, sure, but at least it's got a couple of good turns from some good actors, you know. Under Siege, awesome. Tommy Lee Jones is a riot in that thing. Are you kidding me? He's a psycho. That's the greatest psycho. Now, that's a good psycho. That one that De Niro played in Cape Fear blew, but that Tommy Lee Jones one's great. Fugitive, awesome. Two of them are Tommy Lee Jones movies. I just thought of that. It hadn't really occurred to me. And it shows you when you're really thinking, when you're really using the noodle, you can remember, hey, look at that. Two of them are Tommy Lee Jones movies. But two of them are. And then my third favorite, Heat, which it just is the bomb, that movie. And talk about beautiful women. Well, Amy Brenneman's another story. But I got to tell you, I'm kidding. Amy, if you're listening, which you probably are, they tell me all the big stars listen to this show. Well, then I guess Amy isn't listening. So, no, but she's very nice. And Ashley Judd, ooh, gorgeous, of course. And that other one, I forget her name. The one that was in The Insider with Russell Crowe. Really a great movie. So I would suggest you rent those and then go see the Godfather movies and then hope that Aaron doesn't come to your house and kick your ass for not going to see The Score because he's looking. And by the way, Larry King is still just a foul old man. Now he's doing he had the show the other day where he was doing nothing but talk of Chandra Levy, and he's doing another one today. They're all women panelists. They're all blondes. They all look like his wife. And they're all stacked. No. You kidding me, Larry? No, we just want to get the information. Uh-huh. Larry King, one of these days we're going to put together, by the by, a ball club of TV stars with physical disfigurements. And Mike and I could only get Larry King with the hunchback, and I can't think of anybody else. But we're going to compile a list. And they'll play like the Yankees in one of our ball games. There's Larry with the hunchback. There is, do you count Sally Jesse Raphael's bad plastic surgery? Huh? Fat doesn't count. Candy Crawley. She's a marvelous reporter. Candy is, she's one of those people that gets larger every time you see her, but fat doesn't count. That's not a disfigurement. It's just fat. Larry's hunchback counts. Isn't there anybody with one leg shorter than the other? If Bill Cullen was still around, but you guys don't know who he is. We'll get that team together of famous television personalities with obvious disfigurements. No, Sandy Duncan's eye doesn't count. She's like a movie star, sort of. Although, I don't know if she's still around. Sammy Davis, you can go for the wonky eye, but I figured, what the hell? Let's go all out, okay? Six fingers. Didn't they say somebody's got six toes? Marilyn Monroe. She wasn't on TV, was she? I mean, other than when she died. All right. 1-800-449-8686. Number one rated Phil Henry Show, Best of the Year 2000, CD and Picture Disc Vinyl. 877-616 Phil, 877-616-7445. Yes, you too can be the proud possessor of the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD or picture disc vinyl. Call now. Call today. Don't delay.